Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of The Cycle Podcast. I'm your host, Melissa, and on today's show, after last month, we got so much positive feedback about the quick show. I'm recording just another quick show, holiday season, things are very busy. I'm going to talk about some of the tips that I have used to help myself during a flare-up or before a flare-up or in a busy time of year. Thank you so much for listening. Wishing you a wonderful day ahead. Let's chat about the busy season that we are in and what are some of the things that we can do to make sure we take care of ourselves. I know I talk about something very similar every holiday season, but this episode is going to be a little bit different. I want to talk about some of the tips that you can follow maybe when you're in a flare or even just during the holiday season or you feel a flare coming on. I'm going to tell you a short story about what happened to me actually just last week. So I started to not feel great on a Saturday in the afternoon, and I took a nap in the middle of the day, and that's usually an indicator that something is off, but I just thought, oh, maybe I'm tired or I've overdid it a little bit. And it's a busy time of year, work's busy, and there's holiday events and just a lot of things going on more than normal. And when those things tend to happen, I tend to potentially have a flare-up, maybe not. You just don't know. It's unpredictable. And if you struggle with a chronic illness and or endometriosis, this can happen to you. I also have Hashimoto's, which is an autoimmune condition with my thyroid. So sometimes I don't know which one is acting up between endo and the thyroid, or if they're together not working well at a particular time. But my story starts with, I've felt pretty well over the past 2 months, and I was feeling very empowered and just very grateful and not taking advantage of it and making sure to take care of myself and just so grateful that I was feeling so well. So like I said, last Saturday, I started to feel a little off, tired. I took a nap in the middle of the day, which is not really like me. And my husband and I had dinner plans with a friend. And so we went and I was feeling pretty well. And I decided to have a glass of red wine, which I am not a big drinker. I don't do caffeine. I try to avoid a lot of things just to avoid inflammation in general, which seems to trigger flare-ups. So cardio, you know, I could make a list. Maybe that'll be another episode. I could make a list of things that I personally don't do to just avoid having a potential flare-up or inflammation. So anyway, had a nice dinner. I had a piece of grilled salmon for dinner, and I had this glass of wine, which I already was not, like I said, I was a little tired in the day. Well, Sunday I had a meetup with some friends for coffee, and I was not feeling great, and I wanted to cancel, and I did reach out just saying I wasn't feeling great. I was just feeling very exhausted, but felt bad and decided to go because I really wanted to see these friends. And, you know, during the holiday season, I just think it's so important to spend time with friends and family. So I did push myself to go and had a cup of tea. And I was like, oh, I'll go to the gym after and just do a light workout to get moving to feel better. But during the time of even just sitting there and talking with my friends, I started to just feel worse. And so I just came home immediately after, and I spent the rest of that Sunday pretty much on the couch. Monday morning, I woke up and I felt very tired, and I snoozed my alarm. And I typically weight train 4 days a week. So Monday morning's one of the days that I go to the gym, and I dragged myself out of bed. I literally could have rolled out of bed because I was really struggling to get out of bed. And that should have been an indicator that I should not have went to the gym. But as many of you are listening know, it's hard because you want to live the life that you want to live, and you don't want endometriosis to take it from you, or Hashimoto's, or, you know, any chronic illness that you may be dealing with. So I went to the gym. I had a nice workout. I felt pretty decent while doing it. I could tell I was weaker and kind of exhausted, but I pushed through. Then the rest of my day, I had to work, and I was fading quickly throughout the day and just not feeling well. So sometimes people are like, can you describe what a flare-up means? And I think it's different for everyone, but for me, it's very exhausted, to the point of not tired, but like where your whole body feels heavy, like you're sitting in cement and you can't move. Nauseous, not wanting to eat, having a hard time drinking a ton of water, and just that deep need to rest. And even resting doesn't feel like it helps to solve it. For me, that's kind of what it feels like. I could have a headache. Sometimes my skin will break out. It varies. So that Monday, actually, a coworker reached out to me and said, like, individually text me and said, are you okay? You seem very sad today. And I was like, oh, I'm not sad. I'm not feeling great. And she's like, yeah, I've never seen your energy so low. So I went through the rest of Monday. I did rest Monday evening after work. I did work the full day. And then Tuesday, I woke up not feeling great at all. And this whole time I was very nauseous. My stomach wasn't doing great. I was not eating a lot of food. Just having some toast. I had some noodles with what I call fake butter, and just whatever I felt like was kind of mild and bland to just get some fuel in my body. So then Tuesday morning I woke up and I really wasn't feeling great at all, and I was supposed to travel for work. We had a holiday party and I needed to go visit some sites in Minneapolis, and I live in Detroit. For the people in the US, you probably know those locations, but for people outside of the country, it's about, you know, an hour, hour and a half flight away. And when I was going to arrive, I was going to be driving around, doing all these meetings, meeting with people. And I really didn't know what to do. I was feeling in my intuition that I would be fine if I went and that I should push to go. And in years past, when I was very, very ill, I would push. Pre-pandemic, I would always push and just go on the trips. And I can't tell you how many flights I didn't know if I would make it through because I felt so sick, so nauseous, and almost just putting my head down trying to get through them. And hotel rooms, laying on the bed before a flight and just laying in a rental car. I mean, I really pushed when I would travel, and I just feel travel so hard on your body. So anyway, that morning I had a couple of phone calls that I had to take before I had to go to the airport, and I got on with a couple of coworkers and I was like, I'm not really sure what to do. I don't want to cancel because I feel badly and it feels flaky. I still really struggle with that, and having people maybe not believe me or trust me. And so I was going to push myself to go. I was already all packed and ready to go. And so I got in the car and I drove to the airport and I called a friend who also has a chronic illness, and she helped talk me through it. And I sat in the parking lot at the airport trying to make a decision and decided that I was going to stay home and take care of myself. Very hard decision to do. End up getting home, rested for the rest of that day, and my stomach was not doing well at this point. Like, I was in and out of the bathroom, and I was so grateful to be home. I can't even tell you. Ended up resting the rest of that day and then working a little bit Wednesday and so on and so forth. And now it's the end of the week. My energy is a lot better. I am feeling better. I still don't feel 100%, but that was almost a 4 or 5 day episode where I just felt extremely flared up. It did not feel well. I really struggled. But then the mental side of it, of just, I felt so much guilt. I felt guilty. And I feel like I need to explain myself to the team in Minneapolis, which I'm debating whether or not I'm going to do on a big conference call this week, because I just don't want, I shouldn't care, but I just don't want people to think that I just didn't want to come or that I'm flaky. I really still struggle with that. And being open and honest about my struggles with endometriosis, I think some people understand, but a lot of the people that I work with there don't know me very well. So anyway, I tell this story because as I think about the holidays coming up, and just the busyness of the season and going to parties or visiting with people, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you know, here in the US, there's football games. I mean, there's just so much more to do and spending time with friends and family, and it's so wonderful. But how do you set those boundaries for yourself? And that's something that I think about all the time and that I talk with people who have endometriosis all the time is we just carry, maybe not everyone, but me personally, I carry this just massive guilt and feel like a burden on a daily basis. So some of the things that I've just been thinking about this week and going into the holiday season of like how we can all take care of ourselves to either hopefully not flare up or not flare up fully, or if you're in a flare up, what you should or could do. And again, this is just from my personal experience, what has helped me. But the first thing, as I reflected back on this previous week, what just happened to me is don't push. You know, pre-2020, I would have pushed. I would have been on that trip. I would have been driving all over, and I would have came home and felt worse. And it was something that I could skip and that I can do at a different time when I feel better. So if there's an opportunity where you don't have to push yourself, take the rest, take the time. That would be like my first tip is if you can avoid pushing and not do every single thing that you need to do, check around. What are the things that you can maybe say no to? I shouldn't have pushed through for that workout that Monday morning, and I did. And in the moment, I felt okay, but I think I was just already so exhausted that that was not what my body needed at that time. I probably would have been better suited taking a bath or going for a little walk or doing some light stretching instead of going and weight training. I think that, you know, helped to kind of push. I was already not feeling well, push me into the next level of really being in a full flare-up for almost a week. Don't blame yourself. I feel like I've probably just blamed myself multiple times already in this first 10 minutes of me talking, but I felt guilty because I had a glass of wine and I felt like going to the gym, both of those things made things worse for me. And maybe if I didn't do that, I would have felt better. But you can't put blame on yourself for just trying to do things that you enjoy. It's not like you intended for that to cause you to have a flare up or not feel well. So be easy on yourself. Very, very hard to do. Easier said than done. And I recognize that. I'm still very hard on myself. And then rest, kind of like what I said with not pushing through. Can you reprioritize your day or your week? Are there things that you can push? If, you know, during this season, the holiday season, there's all these events going on, are there ones that you can prioritize that you really want to attend and other ones that you could say no to so you can have more bandwidth for rest? Or if you do want to go to all of them, then how are you going to support yourself in the time where you're not attending events or spending time with friends and family, work, all of the things? And then hydrate and moving your body. So when I start to have these flare-ups, I don't know if this happens to all of you, but something just happens where I don't want to drink water. And so that is not great. That's probably one of the main things that I need. So now I have this big mug that I put next to me. And if I need to, I'll put hydration tabs in it so it tastes better, or find things to help get me hydrated. I'll get a coconut water, just staying hydrated, and then moving gently, not going crazy or going to the gym. But if you feel up for it, and there was the day that I got home from that airport, I laid on the couch and I didn't move all day. But the next day, I went for a little walk. So going for a little walk or foam rolling or just stretching out and doing some gentle yoga to get a little bit of blood flow going could help you feel better. You have to make that decision and evaluate what's going to be best for you. You could also take a bath or a nice Epsom salt bath to just relax and take care of yourself. And then lastly, and this is one that I really struggle with, is know that this will pass. If you're in a flare up, it will pass. You will have a time where you will start to feel better. And this like heaviness and and or pain or whatever you're feeling will pass and better days will be ahead. And like I said in the very beginning, you know, I've had these past couple months where I felt really well. And immediately when I started to not feel great, I just went into the spiral of, I'm going to feel like this forever. I'm never going to feel better. And really came down hard on myself about not feeling well. So knowing that it would pass and and I'm feeling a lot better and it's, you know, almost a week later, but knowing that it will pass and trying to remember that even though you're in it can really help you feel better. So really these are more tips for if you're in a flare up, but I just think during this season when everything is so busy, it's more we're more prone to potentially flare up because there's just so many things going on and there's delicious cookies everywhere and wine and champagne. And so I wanted to just give a quick podcast to talk about this. We are going back to stories come January. Don't worry. But during this like busier season, I like these smaller clips of podcasts. And some of you did give feedback after last month, and I really appreciated that you enjoyed it. So I'll try to pepper these episodes in a little bit more. But next year, we're going, you know, we'll go back into stories starting January. I have a full lineup already ready to come for you all on the show, a lineup of people that I will be scheduling here in the next couple weeks for the rest of 2024. And I really just want to say thank you for listening. The show has been live since 2019, and I'm just so grateful for all of the support and everyone who's come on the show to be vulnerable and share their story to help other people. It really does mean so much. Having a community to support you when you're going through these very hard times and ups and downs with this disease, I feel is just so important, and it's really helped me incredibly. And that's why I do this show and this podcast. So I just really appreciate you being here. I'm wishing you a very healthy and happy new year, and I will see you all in 2024, or you'll hear me at least in 2024. And I just, again, I'm sending you all the good vibes that you are feeling well and that you have a wonderful, healthy, feeling great, no flare-up holiday season. And I'll see you in 2024, and we will have a lot more endo stories coming your way. Thank you again for listening. I really appreciate it. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Cycle Podcast. Don't forget to rate us in Google or Spotify. If you would like to give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate that. And also just really wanted to say thank you again for your time and listening to the endo stories to help build awareness, get more recognition for this disease. And I know all of the patients that have shared their story really appreciate you being here. With that being said, I always have to have my medical disclaimer. This podcast is not intended for the purpose of providing medical advice. All information, content, and material of this podcast is for informational purposes only and is not intended to serve or substitute for the consultation, diagnosis, and/or medical treatment of a qualified physician or healthcare provider. Thank you so much for understanding this medical disclaimer, and I'm wishing you a pain-free day. Take care.